It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to Border Crossings Live in downtown D.C. from Studio 4. We have a guest in our studios on tour for her brand new EP, Starfire. We'd like to welcome Caitlin Smith. Caitlin's here. She'll perform for us. Let's check out Caitlin's new song right here on Border Crossings from the new CD. Hi, this is Border Crossings. My name is Larry London, and I welcome you to today's show. In our studio, she's been on tour now for her brand new LP, which is called Starfire, and Rolling Stone magazine names her one of the 10 people you should know. So we're going to get to know Caitlin Smith today. Welcome to D.C.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's nice to meet you in person, and you sound great. I love the music. Love the new album.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
It just came out in January.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
But it's been a process for a while.
It's been a very long process. We actually released an EP. I don't even know time anymore because I have a baby, an 18-month-old. And so I released an EP just prior to him being born. And kind of just let that stew. And it caught a lot of attention by a lot of different people. And so then I ended up signing a record deal and releasing this record through Monument Records.
Wow, that's great. So this is exciting times.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
But it's not new to you because apparently you started at a very early age in a band and writing songs and performing songs.
Totally. I started back in Minnesota. That's where I grew up. And I started singing in every church and every like county fair and 4th of July gazebo and dive bar that I could in middle school. I was like cold calling venues and I wanted to sing like from being yay high to right now. And it's been a long journey. You know, I've always wanted to do this and started writing songs in middle school, and my parents kind of saw that and saw my drive, and they sat me down when I was 15 and they said, hey, we have this college fund for you, but if you want to make a record, like, you could use it for that.
Whoa.
And so I was making my first record in high school.
With your college fund.
With my college fund. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Wow.
And I, you know, I was able to gig enough and sell enough records that I paid them back for the loan, and they that kind of just started. It all snowballed from there.
Being 14 and playing in bars?
Yeah. You know, you get the X's on your hands, like underage.
No drinks.
But I wanted to play anywhere that would let me.
Well, you've been writing songs, I guess, as long or longer than you have been actually singing. But we're going to get into the songwriting process and whatnot. And I know you've worked with a lot of big name successful artists as well. So we welcome you to our studios.
Thank
and we'd
you.
Like to hear some live music if you wouldn't mind doing
something
for us.
Yeah, totally. The first song I want to play kicks off my new record, Starfire. And every time I think about it, I think of my gorgeous husband. I was a mess before him. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate that when you just find that person, it's like, man, everything's way better now.
What's this song called?
This one's called Before You Called Me Baby.
All right.
With a crooked frame, standing on my platform, waiting for my train. I was messed up, wandering, broke down, stumbling, running for my life. I was heartbroken, caught up on a long string of bad luck, searching with no end in sight. Before you called me, baby. Lost and jaded, hanging by a thread.
Very nice. Very nice. Caitlin Smith's here on Border Crossings. So what's the husband's name?
Raleigh,
if you're listening, that's
for
yours,
you,
Raleigh. Now, I'm sure there's other songs inspired by either your present marriage, present relationship, or past relationships. The songwriters seem to draw on a lot of pain.
Yes, there's a lot of pain in my heart. No, I mean, as a writer, you always have your antennas up. And if you're not writing about your pain, you're writing about somebody else's. But, you know, there's always, in my songwriting, I love to show pictures. I love to show, like, I love to roll it like a movie scene. And there's a song on my record called Scenes from a Corner Booth at Closing Time on a Tuesday, where I just, I remember I was sitting in a bar in New York City, and I was like, man, look at all these crazy looking people around me. And it just sparked an idea for a song. And so as a writer, songs are everywhere.
Where's the strangest place you found a song?
That's a great question. Actually, the strangest place I found a song was in Apple Maps. My Apple Maps app. I was on my way to a co-write with a good friend of mine, and I didn't know where his office was, and put in the address, and the address took me all the way to Tacoma. And I was like, that's a brilliant title, and I'll play that later. I'll play it later.
So. great. Are there songs on the album inspired by your son?
I'm trying to think. I've written songs about him, but I don't think any of them are on the record, because the record was written a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But since having a son, it's definitely opened this new door of inspiration, like learning love in a whole new language and understanding it in a whole different light. And so it's been really awesome for songwriting.
Well, of course. How has it changed you being a mom? I mean,
it's changed everything. It's the best thing I've ever done.
He becomes the number one priority.
The number one. He just owns the house, man. No, but it's changed a lot of things as far as like in my career. I feel like it's been such a blessing, because I kind of had this whole lie running in my head that, like, if you have a kid, then your career is over, and you're not, like, you know, as a woman, I feel like there's just a lot of pressure. And the absolute opposite happened. As soon as I had a kid, the doors, like, swung open in my career. Things actually started happening. I think it's partially because you start saying no to a lot more things that you just that you just don't need to say yes to. And you just protect your time more. And I think it allows for better opportunities. I don't know. It's changed a lot.
Does he come on the road with you? Have you brought him?
He does. We're a little gypsy family. My husband plays in my band. And so, you know, him and I are both out on the road, and we bring him and a nanny, and it's an adventure.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people would ask the question, okay, if you've been doing this since you were 14 or 12, and, you know, very young, and you were in a band before, and why did you wait so long to put out your first album?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider this my first record. I've released a bunch of independent EPs that
you have,
I feel like it took a very long time for me as an artist to figure out who I am. Because I'm a singer, I can kind of sing all different genres, and because I'm a songwriter, I can kind of put on a different hat, and I can write pop and folk and country and everything in between. And so because I can wear all different kinds of hats, it was a bit of a long and winding road for me to find out my voice as an artist. And so though I've released a bunch of stuff independently, I consider this like my first record.
Which do you do better, songwriting or singing?
I don't know.
What do you, from
your
perspective?
I feel like I can't have one without the other.
Or which do you prefer?
I don't know. I prefer singing and being able to communicate the words that I've written. And that's why when I moved to Nashville, I kind of took a break from the stage for a bit to just study songs and stuff, you know, because I saw, like, you can have the best voice in the world, but if you don't have the songs, you're not going to have much of a career. And so I, you know, took a break and started studying songs and writing songs and started getting cuts, which are other people recording my songs. And as the years went on, it became harder and harder to give my songs up. It became harder and harder to see other people singing them. And I knew then it was time for me to step back in the spotlight and be able to be the one communicating.
Must be very difficult but it's at the same time when you give a song to a Meghan Trainor or to a John Legend or Lady Antebellum or all of the folks that you have written for, It's got to be rewarding that those people are recording your songs. But at the same time, it's probably difficult to say, that's not what I was conveying when I wrote that song.
It's, you know, most of the time, like I would say 99% of the time, it's a gigantic honor. And like, you're just so glad that someone wants to sing your song, because for someone to be able to connect with your song enough that they want to sing it every night, that's mm-hmm. gigantic. And so I'm normally not thinking about, oh, I wouldn't sing it like that, or I wouldn't do that lick. I'm usually like, that seems really fun to be able to sing that. I don't know.
Is there a genre that you like more than another? Is there one where you feel more comfortable?
Not genre. And I think it's very apparent on this record, because it is kind of a genreless record. You can't really put it in one box. And that's kind of how I listen to music. For me, when I listen to a song, I just want it to make me feel something. I want it to make me cry. I want it to make me remember my past like versions of myself, or I want it to make me dance. Like, mm-hmm. and if it doesn't do that, if I can't connect with it, I don't want to listen to it.
Mm. So. And it must have been hard to pick 12 songs out of the hundreds that you've written for yourself. Here's my first big album that I'm putting out.
Totally. It's so
12
hard.
12 songs. How are you going to narrow it down?
It's
what was the process?
So hard. And it was, a couple of the songs had stuck around with me for years and years that I just loved and were just part of my story and I wanted to sing. It actually took a bit of a shift in my brain to go from being a staff songwriter, writing for other people, to writing for myself and writing my story and my truth. Like, they're kind of two different things. Because if I was to get in a room with you and say, let's write a song for your record, I would want to hear your stories and try and pull that out. And so when I went in to write for Starfire, I kind of thought about, you know, what kind of stories do I want to tell that I've lived? And songs like This Town Is Killing Me on the record is a song about living in Nashville and how it's a brutal town. But also there's nowhere else I'd rather be than Music City making music.
Sure.
Or like Starfire, which mm-hmm. has been my journey of so many, like I've lived in Nashville for 8 years. And within that 8 years, you know, wrote hundreds and hundreds of songs, but also tried to get a record deal for like 7 of those 8 years and heard no from every label in town multiple times. And it was hard and heartbreaking. And so when I went in to write Starfire, I kind of took all that with me and laid it all out there of how, you know what, you know, no matter who says no, I'm still going to make music.
Right. And this is not a career for a thin-skinned person.
No, it's not.
A lot of rejection.
Right. If there's something, if you are thinking about being a singer, but there's something else that you want to do, I would say do that.
What was the other thing that you were thinking about doing that you were kind of on track to go to?
There was never a plan
B. You never had anything else. It was always been.
So for me, I saw that I could be a songwriter, and that was really my plan B. Mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, I could make stuff up for other people while I try and figure out how to be an artist. Mm. So this was always the plan.
This was it. Do you look back at some of the songs you wrote early on and bring them out of the shoebox?
I definitely do not bring them
back. You don't bring those back. Recycle.
Recycle them. I think it was Bob Dylan or somebody, that a really great songwriter, that had said, like, if you want to be a songwriter, go write 100 songs and then throw them in the trash and start over.
Wow.
Which is so true. Those early songs, you're just trying to figure out how to rhyme, how to do stuff.
Right. Not a lot to draw on
no.
when you're young.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Caitlin Smith is our guest, if you wouldn't mind doing another song.
Yeah, totally. This song is what I was just talking about, a song, Starfire, which is the name of my record.
Right.
And
why did you decide this was going to be, of all the songs, this one would be representative? This is the name of the album.
Yeah, so the Starfire is actually an old vintage guitar that my dad had given me, and I just love the name of it, and I love the sound of the word. But this is really the cornerstone of the record. I finally decided, after being told no by so many people, that I was going to make this record for myself and just not think about genre or not think about radio or anything else, just make music that I loved. And I love singing the song, so that's why the record's called Starfire. It's like I'm walking on a highway, staring straight into the sun, with the universe around me, waiting for me to fall down. Your love is like a junkie juggling a loaded gun. Words are like a whiskey river rolling off of your tongue.
be perfection, ever be your golden child. I'm not spending on this planet just to merely make you smile. I love my crooked halo, hell, I won't apologize. You can judge it all you want, but no matter how hard you try, you won't burn out this star fire. There's fearless dancing in my place. Blow me out, I'll just burn brighter. No, you can't burn out this star fire, no matter what you say.
They're standing around the world.
Thank you.
Right now, Starfire, the song and the album. Caitlin Smith is our guest. And, wow, you know, very powerful voice.
Thank you so much.
Have you been professionally trained, or is this a gift that you just kind of developed on your own?
Yeah, I think my parents at a real young age noticed I was real loud and loved to sing. And I started taking vocal lessons when I was 7 and was actually classically trained. But then I was like, I don't want to sing like that. I want to sing like this. It's been a long while.
You've written for Garth Brooks and Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, and quite a few, you know, legendary figures. What lane do you find yourself personally when you're writing music for you? Is there a sound or a style? I know that a lot of artists don't want to be put in a box, but you know, it's, if you wanted to define what you do, your sound,
right?
What would you say?
It's really hard to. I mean, it's really, really difficult to describe your own sound. I think my voice is very soulful. But it's not necessarily soul music. I like to say like soulful singer-songwriter because it's really song-focused as well. But it's so hard to put myself in a lane because I know I kind of do a lot of different things.
Right. And you have to change your mindset when you're writing a different kind of music for a different kind of artist? Or is it just always
Caitlin
Smith?
When I'm writing for an artist, it's definitely a different mindset where I need to get inside their head and get inside what they believe. Like it's totally different instead of getting in the mind of Caitlin Smith.
Who do you want to write for that you haven't yet?
Oh, that's a great question. I would love to hear Adele sing one of my songs. She is like the voice of all voices. But also, I've had a song recorded by Dolly Parton, but I've never been able to meet her at all. I'd love to collaborate with her someday because she's magical.
And who inspires you? Who are you listening to?
Yeah, I listen to so many different artists, but mainly songwriters. Everyone from Patti Griffin, Ray LaMontagne, Paul Simon, Bob Dylan. I love the Beatles. I love Joni Mitchell. Just... I mean, there's too many. I could keep talking about how many people I love. So
recently, the world was focused on your hometown, Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and where the Super Bowl was.
Right.
Now, making that move from Minnesota to Nashville, I mean, was that a big adjustment for
you?
Yeah,
it was a big adjustment. I mean, I started taking trips to Nashville from Minneapolis in high school and then just started going every month. And what I did see in Nashville was this beautiful songwriting community and this beautiful music community. I cut my teeth in Minneapolis. I played in every venue that I could and would sneak into clubs if I wasn't old enough and try and just consume as much music as I could. And so, so much of that city like defines who I am. But Nashville for work made most sense.
Sure.
But man, I do miss Minnesota a lot. I make it home a lot.
Minnesota in the summer, not in the winter.
Exactly. Minnesota in the summer is like heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. Like just 4th of July on the boat. It's glorious.
The big mall and whatnot. But, so I mean, you know, coming to Nashville and then now writing songs as you've been writing songs, what's the plan going forward? I mean, you want to continue writing songs for others or do you want to focus more on yourself?
I will always write songs until the day that I die. And so if I can have other people record them, that's really exciting and fun. But right now my focus, my energy is on my artistry and trying to get my music out there to as many people as I can. And so we're starting our tour goes on sale today, the tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Great.
So we're starting our tour in April, which I'm really excited about. It'll be the most intense touring that I've ever done.
International?
Eventually, we'll hit international. We don't have it booked yet, but that's my dream is, yeah.
Have you done any performing out of the country?
Just in the UK. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what's the audiences like there in comparison to back home?
I mean, they're amazing. It's hard to compare, but there's a giant dedication and love over there for music, and it's very apparent. And so I love going over there. It's so fun.
Well, hopefully we'll get you some more invites for this show. People get to meet you and get to hear you for the first time. Caitlin Smith is in our studios. One more song. We have time for one more.
I would love to. Yes. This is one of my favorite songs to sing live. I was mentioning it earlier. Songs come from such weird places. And this came from an iPhone app from Apple Maps messing up. But it's a song called Tacoma, which I wrote with my friend Bob DePiro. And talks about how when your heart gets broke, you just want to get as far away as you possibly can from that person. This was also recorded by a guy named Garth Brooks. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. So thanks, Garth, for cutting this song.
For paying a few bills.
Yeah, buying those diapers, baby.
That's it, right? Buy the diapers.
Exactly. Awesome. So here's Tacoma. Fall out of my mouth and onto the floor. I am needed to pack up my bags and walk right out the door. This is goodbye. I'll roll the windows down in my green Chevrolet. Don't know where I'm going, just know. Might make it to Memphis, but if that ain't far enough, I'll speed down the highway to Tulsa, Missoula, so fast that the hurricane catch up. I'm burning your memory, 1 mile at a time. All the way to Tacoma. By then you'll be out of my mind.
I'm thinking, with a truck stop song and a cold cup of coffee that I'm drinking. And I'm hurting like hell, but honey, how could I not be? You made me the joker, the fool, yeah, the last one to know. So I'm gonna put mountains and rivers and deserts between us, go as far as I can go. Out of my mind. Might leave some tears in Topeka, couple of sleepless nights in Cheyenne. Never tell that I'll miss you. Oh, I'll hit the gas as fast as I can.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's obvious to see why Rolling Stone said your voice is soaring and expressive.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, it is. It takes you on a journey. The songs are great. I mean, you spend 14 hours in the car, I guess, driving
yes.
around, coming up with ideas for songs.
Totally.
So congratulations on the beginning. It's not really the beginning, but it is the beginning.
Thank
as you mentioned
you.
Earlier, this
yeah.
is this you feel this is your first
Yeah,
real
absolutely.
Album.
It feels like the door's finally kicked open. Mm. So, yeah.
And there's a lot of exciting things to come in 2018, I'm
Thanks.
Sure.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Have you thought about other projects on your wish list you'd like to do? A kids album now that you're a
oh
mom?
Oh, my goodness, for sure. Maybe when I'm old and gray, I'll make a kids album.
Don't have to be old and gray.
I have like this. I have this dream to do cartoon voiceover someday. So
there
I hope maybe a stint on Broadway. I don't know. The possibilities are endless.
Acting is something you'd like to do?
Acting would be so fun.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm any good at it, but
oh,
I'll
bet you.
We'll
be.
See.
I bet you. If you're creative and you know, beautiful girl, I'm sure you'd be
you.
Fine. Well, thank you for coming on the show. Where can people
thank
get
you.
The album? Where do
yes,
they
it's anywhere that music is sold online. So it's streamed on Spotify, Apple, Pandora. It's also available at Barnes & Noble bookstores mm-hmm. and your local record store.
Now, how about your website? Is there a link or anything?
Oh, yeah. Just go to CaitlinSmith.com.
CaitlinSmith.com.
Easy.
And do you Twitter, I'm sure, Facebook, all
Twitter,
that stuff.
Facebook, and Instagram, which is my personal favorite.
Just Caitlin Smith? That's where they'll
find you? Yep, Caitlin Smith.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
a
me.
A pleasure
Larry.
To meet you.
So
and
good
what's
to
that
meet
tattoo?
You.
I see the little
Oh, yes.
Some
it's
little
a bird.
Artwork. Mm-hmm.
And that tiny bird next to it, that's my little Thomas.
Oh, that's the baby's name?
That's his name, yeah.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thank
so
you so
cute.
Much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Caitlin Smith, Starfire, that's the name of the new album. Thank you very much. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Head underwater and you tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing gets harder. Soon to see if I'm happy. gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break in this. Is that why you wanted a love song? 'Cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break in this. If you're on your way, I'm not gonna write you to stay. If your heart is nowhere in it, I don't want it for a minute.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Fight you, I fight myself, I fight God. Just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life you're living, puddles of blood in the street, shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks, the poor run with smoke lungs and scarred face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero, look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption, the souls of suffering men clutching on deaf ears again, rapture's coming. It's all prophecy, and if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you
be.
Pray for me.
Crossings on VOA 1.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Brian Adams. You're listening to Larry London.
Thank you, Brian Adams, and thank you, Bijan Das from Assam, India, for your request here on Border Crossings. That's called Back to You. And we also heard a request from Cletus Clark's Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd, Pray For Me, from Black Panther, the film that everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about. I saw the film over the weekend, waited in a line longer than I have ever waited in a line to see a film before. It was unbelievable. The line was just wrapped around the whole complex, this building that I went to see it. But it great film. I have no complaints, no criticisms whatsoever. It was exactly as promised, a fantastic superhero Marvel Comics type film. Really enjoyed it. My 8-year-old son loved it, too. A lot of fun. And Black Panther, see it if you get a chance. Also heard a request from Allison, who started us off with our request. She's in Kuwait, listening to 96.9 FM, and she asked for Sarah Bareilles' Love Song. This is Border Crossings. Thank you again, Caitlin Smith, for joining us and for telling us all about your new album, Starfire, which is now on sale. And you'll be able to hear this interview again on our archive files at voanews.com. And you'll also be able to see Caitlin Smith on the TV show when it comes out, which is also going to be posted at voanews.com and also iTunes for our podcast. All right, we've got time for one more request before we get to our contest and give away that Now 65 CD. This is a request from Addis Ababa and for Yoni Mirutse. And she wants us to play this song from Usher and R. Kelly on Border Crossings. It's called Same Girl.
Yo, Usher. What up, Kels? Wanna introduce you to this girl. Think I really love this girl.
Yeah.
Man, she's so fine.
Straight up, dog.
She stand about 5'4", Coca-Cola, red bone.
Damn.
She drive a black Durango. License plate say Angel. What? Tattoo on her ankle. But she's making pesos. Got a crib on Peace Street. Right on 17th Street. Oh. And I call her TT.
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Do she got a kid?
Yep.
She loves some Waffle House.
Yep.
Do she got a beauty mark on the left side of her mouth?
Man.
Went to Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Works for TBS.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Tell me what's wrong, dog. What the hell you damning about? I'm your homie, so just say what's on your mind.
Man, I didn't know that you were talking about her.
So, man, you telling me you know her?
Do I know her like a pastor know his word? We messing with the same girl. Same girl.
How could the love of my life and my potential wife be the
same girl?
Same girl.
Same girl. Man, I can't believe that we've been messing with her.
Same girl.
Same girl. Same girl.
Thought she was someone I could trust, but she's been doubling up with us.
You, K, man, we've been messing with the same girl.
See, I met her at this party in Atlanta.
Well, I met her at this party in Chicago.
She came right up to me, giving me conversation. I said, do you got a man? She said, no, with no hesitation.
Well, it must be a music thing, cause she said the same to me. At a party all in my face, while I'm laughing and buying a drink.
She whispered in my ear, said, can you take me home?
Me too.
Man, she was in the shot singing that same song.
Is that true?
And I thought it was true confessions. Then she said,
I love you.
Man, I thought her body was calling when she said,
I want you.
Look, I even got some pictures on my phone.
Look at there she is with some boy shorts on.
We messing with the same girl.
Same girl.
Same girl.
She's the apple of my eye,
yeah.
And my potential wife, yeah.
Same girl.
Man, I just can't believe that we've been messing around with the same damn girl.
Same girl.
Oh yeah.
Same girl.
Thought she was someone I could trust,
but she's been doubling up with both of us.
Messing with the same girl.
Said she got me on her ringtone.
Are you talking about the pink phone?
Mm-mm.
The blue one.
Man, she told me that was turned on.
It's obvious that she been playing us, playing us.
Us constantly, she's been lying to us, lying to us.
Don't like the way that she been going about it, going about it. Cause what you think that we should do about it, do about it?
Call her up at her home, she won't know I'm on the phone.
Yeah, man, that's the lead.
Homie, we about to bust this trick. Man, just ask her to meet up with you, and I'm gonna show up too.
And she won't know what to do.
We'll be standing there singing,
same girl.
Same girl.
got your wine.
Streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good beetles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw. Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving raw. Don't try to understand them. Just rope 'em through and brand 'em. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw high. Yeah! 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 Raw high. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Border crossings! Vince brought that in from his home collection just for you today here on Border Crossings. We are going to say goodbye now. We're not doing the Tim. We're just going to play an instrumental, and we're going to say congratulations to our lucky listener of the day for the Now 65 CD, and that is for Woyini Marutse in Addis Ababa. So congratulations for Woyini Marutse. You are the Now 65 CD winner today from Addis Ababa. This is Border Crossings, and again, I want to thank Caitlin Smith for coming on the show. Congratulations on the success of her new album, Starfire. I want to make sure and thank Carl and also Gary, our techs today, and our engineer, Wagner, and our directors, Vince and Felicia. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We'll be back tomorrow, 1500 Universal, with more requests and dedications. Coming your way, this is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.